It's a Wednesday afternoon. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this 20th day of May. I'm Todd Gleason. We're joined now by Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City to take a look at the growing region's weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and mostly the Northern Hemisphere. Thanks so much for being with us today. It's really cool here, and it looks like we're going to get some rain later this afternoon in my part of the world. Tell me about it and where it's been and how much it will drop.
Yeah, this is part of a storm system that began in hard red winter wheat country yesterday and last night. Pretty impressive storm, actually, for those areas from north-central parts of Texas through the heart of Kansas and into southwestern Nebraska. Some of those areas saw 1 to 2 inch rains. There was even 3 to 4 inches reported in southern Oklahoma and north-central parts of Texas, right in the heart of some of the wettest areas in hard red winter wheat country. Not a good thing for them. But the showers and thunderstorms at this hour are moving across the Mississippi River very slowly. We're going to find it continuing to advance eastward into the Midwest. But the good news for those who still want to get some field work done in the eastern Midwest is that the system is going to fall apart as it moves further to the east. Rain totals on the east side of the Mississippi are not likely to be anywhere near close to what occurred in hard red winter wheat country last night. So we'll see some disruption to field work as we go forward through this next couple of days as this line of showers and thunderstorms works its way eastward. But as far as meaningful delays, I don't think it's going to be that case. So we'll see some disruption last several-hour period, and maybe a half day for a couple of spots. But the further east the rain goes, the more insignificant it'll be. So Ohio, eastern Kentucky, parts of Michigan will probably get by without a lot of moisture on this event.
When will we return to warmer temperatures?
Warmer temperatures will probably start to evolve as we get into the weekend and ahead of another round of rain, unfortunately. So it'll be a narrow period of rising temperatures. We'll see that take place late Friday afternoon, more likely though Saturday and Sunday. But as we move through the weekend, the risk of rain and thunderstorms will be rising once again in the western Corn Belt in particular. For areas east of the Mississippi River, we'll probably see that come to fruition sometime on Sunday going into Monday, and we'll probably see the shower and thunderstorm activity hang with us through a big part of midweek next week. There is, unfortunately, another shot of cool air that will be pushing through the Midwest in the latter half of next week, maybe as early as Wednesday, but we'll likely see the finish to next week's weather rather chilly as well.
A couple of notes. Maybe we better talk about Indianapolis on Sunday, weather forecast there for the 500, if you can, and then on Monday for Memorial Day.
All right. Well, Sunday, I think for Indianapolis, not a bad day, although we will see some increased cloudiness and at least a risk of some shower activity. I think most of the precipitation will hold off until Saturday evening or even Sunday morning. On Monday, the outlook looks pretty showery across many areas in the Midwest, actually Sunday into Monday. Sunday, we'll likely see the precipitation from Iowa, Missouri into parts of Illinois. We'll see that precipitation working its way further east as we go on to Monday. So Ohio, parts of Michigan and Indiana will likely see scattered showers and storms all the way through a big part of the day on Monday.
Thanks so much for taking the time with us, Drew.
You bet. Have a good week.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Helps us wrap up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. You can find us online at WILLAG.org. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.